Hey folks, this is Audacity and Love and Life, and I'm your host, Sean Matos. I have to Princess, Queen, Bitchalante, Mean Girl, Kelly, clarified some things for me. So I have to make a correction she told me in my podcast. And what Kelly says and tells me what to do, I do it. Yes, master. So anyway, she said that there are two guys that she dated that she was cheated on and lied to and all that. That she was, you know, she had her heart broken and she was, you know, she was crying and all that. She went through the whole thing. And then Trent, she had Trent. So, I have to correct that because I said she had nobody but Trent, but Trent tells everybody that she's had nobody but her. So I went on what Trent has told me because Trent does not like Kelly talking about her past relationships. He gets really angry and jealous. And I remember one time she had brought up somebody, and I don't know where we were. I don't know if it was a Halloween party or something, but he went off. I don't understand that because it's the past. God forbid, whoever I end up with, better have a good sense of humor, number one. But better be secure enough in their self to know that the past is the past. And that's it. Like, I'm not... Look, if I get together with somebody that was a friggin' whore like me... That's even better because I'm like, yeah, I understand you and you understand me and we're good. As long as we're not whoring around now. You know what I mean? Like, and we're not cheating on each other, whatever. And I think everybody should get it out of their fucking system, you know? So at the end of the day, I had to apologize to Kelly. And also, you know, she wanted this correction done in the podcast. I could feel... I think she went to Aldi's to go shopping while we were bike riding. So she must have listened to it on the way up and back from her house, from Aldi's and back. And so, you know, she was already, like, I already felt the vibe that she wasn't in a good mood. And I asked Trent, I said, yo, what's up with Kelly? I get the vibe that she's not in a good mood or something. Did you guys have a fight or... whatever, and she's on the rag. Okay, well, that explains it. So I'm like, oh, okay, you know. But then, while we were riding our bikes back to the house, he goes, Kelly's, she's in the mood today. And I'm like, why? And I immediately felt like it was because of me. So, and I was right, but he didn't say that. He just said, she's just being grumpy. And I said something about having to get another battery for my bike or getting new tires or something. And she didn't like it. And you're going to have to work extra overtime if you're going to get new tires for your bike and whatever. So I'm like, oh, okay. Then when we get back at the house, I had to use the bathroom. Kelly was taking a shit. And I could tell you, so I couldn't go in. So I was like, fuck it. Let me just put my bike on the rack, get it all set for me to roll home. And then hopefully by the time that's done, I'll be able to use the bathroom. And, you know, I'll probably have to hold my nose when I go in there. But actually, Kelly's shit didn't stink. I can tell you that. It didn't stink. Other than that, maybe she sprayed the shit out of it. I don't know. But anyway, but when I came out of the bathroom... I was like, hey, yo, you know, you're on the rag right now and everything. She goes, yeah, I am. She goes, but I listened to your podcast and, you know, then she went off on telling me, but very nicely she did. And she explained everything to me. And so Kelly has had her heart broken. So she does understand what it's like. And she does understand, you know, she understands the situation, why my biggest issue with the bartender is the whole somebody I finally felt safe around and at home with kind of a thing, you know. And am I going to be able to find that again in somebody else? You know what I mean? Because I don't know if that was real or fake, you know. So, she understands that, you know. So, you know, thank God, I thought she was going to kill me. There was no knives in her hands or anything like that. But, no, she was pretty good about it, you know. And that's what I love. Like, tell me. Like, be straight up. Tell me. I'm mad at you. This is why. Or I didn't like the podcast. Or I liked the podcast, but I didn't like what you said about this. Or whatever the case may be. Like, I am all about correcting myself and taking accountability and changing and saying I'm sorry and all that kind of shit because I'm not perfect. And I was going by what Trent told me, you know what I mean? So at the end of the day, it's something that he does not like for her to talk about, to hear, overhear it, nothing. And I remember distinctly an issue when she did bring up somebody and he thought she was talking about her ex or something like that, and he flipped the hell out. So yeah, I could care. Look, if somebody sits there and talks about their ex, they're their ex. But you know, that's an issue, some sensitive issue for him. My knee is absolutely fucking blown out. Like I am so like in such pain. I'm surprised that we rode as long as we did, you know, literally. And I had to run my battery down to zero because I'm going to have to reset my battery. So you have to run it down to zero and then charge it for 12 hours and then it should be good, hopefully, and it won't drain as fast. But, yeah, it's from sitting in the winter and not really using the bike that much and just sitting there. So hopefully I reset everything in the battery and it'll be good. And we are planning to set aside a day to go on the ferry and go to, Rehoboth Beach and ride our bikes and get a bunch of us to do it. And then the girls can, we're going to see if we can rent a golf cart for them to follow us around in, because they don't want to ride on a bike or rent a bike or anything like that, rent a e-bike or anything. So, we're going to see if we can plan that all out so a bunch of us can go take the ferry, you know, and I'm going to figure out whether or not I'm going to call them and find out whether or not they have a spot, like places where we can plug in our batteries to charge our batteries for the 2-hour ride or whatever it takes to get across to Delaware. So this way our batteries are charged up on the way up and on the way back. And also call around, see if there's golf carts that we can rent. For the girls to sit in and drive around with us and then stop at different bars and stuff like that while we're there. So we'll see what happens, but oh yeah, Kelly. Yeah, and it's so weird how I just read her vibe. I read her vibe. Like, she came out of the house and she's like, I'm like, hey, Kelly, how you doing? She's like, hi, you know, and I'm like, oh, well, I don't know if they had to fight, whatever, but the vibe is off. I feel it. I be feeling it, and I asked Trent, you know. But, yeah, I believe me, you, I get it. If you're on the rag or whatever, how, you know. And then if you listen to a podcast and wrong information about you is being spewed out, because you were given wrong. I was given wrong information. I got to work in Hamilton tomorrow. It's like every other day, boom, Hamilton, Landis, you know, this, that, whatever, you know, fucking, we're going to New York for the meeting. I don't know when, and I have other plans that I just made with somebody, to go to Tuckahoe Inn out to dinner, and I hope it doesn't fall on that fucking day, because I just put a request in to be off that day to go out and stuff like that. So, I don't know, we'll see, you know, we'll see what happens, but come on, Scout, go ahead, baby. My knee is so fucking, I am so, so much in pain, and I didn't eat anything for breakfast, and I've been up since 6:30, and it's now 5:30 at night, and I got orange juice for tomorrow morning, and the dogs didn't have any snacks left. Like, I totally forgot, because I ran into a friend When I went to Aldi's yesterday, I ran into a friend, and I, you know, we were talking and everything. I totally forgot all the shit that I had in my head that I had to grab, the orange juice and the dog snacks. So that was the only thing I think I forgot, yeah, was those two things. But of course, like, I need to have my orange juice. That's it, you know. I had two sips of orange juice left in my fucking fridge. So, yeah, I have to have at least a cup of orange juice, you know, or oranges. But, Jesus, I was going to talk about something that came up somewhere. Oh, there was a meme that came up, and I of course, had to laugh my ass off, because it's totally me. It's really, where is it? Don't let your tongue get your teeth knocked out. That's what Kelly could have almost done today. I don't know. But yeah, that should be something I live on. I have to live by. Watch my tongue. Or I'll have my teeth knocked out, you know. And I am very, like, I'm knock on wood. I have teeth, even though it looks like I don't have teeth because my face got so fat, but when I smile, but there's teeth in there. There is a full set of teeth in my mouth. It's just, I need to lose weight, man. But today, like, I didn't eat anything. I came home and I made that, like, taco nacho Dorito salad thing. Ate that, and I'm getting ready to nap out. I got ice on my knee. Took ibuprofen. The pain is unreal. Like, really, like, I feel, I'm not a big Percocet taker or anything like that, but I could fucking use a Percocet right now, or smoke a fucking joint. Hello, I have shit up there. Yeah, so at the end of the day, for sure, I need to get stoned or get a heavy painkiller to knock me the fuck out. So that tomorrow is going to be a bitch walking around Hamilton, and, you know, it's, then I have Vineland, then I'm off, then it's Hamilton again, then Vineland, and then, oh, I have to work this weekend, and I don't know what they're going to do, like, you know, I don't know, what's, when is it? Oh, it's towards the end of the month. It's only going to be, tomorrow is the 10-year anniversary of my dog Gigi's death. And I know it's going to be rough because I was crying this morning. Her picture fell off my fucking refrigerator and I picked it up and started crying. Because you know, it's that time. You know what I mean? And I think it was almost like her talking to me that her picture fell off the refrigerator, because that's never happened. You know, so it's like, I'm thinking of you kind of a thing. Like, I know she's up in heaven, you know, her and Kahlo Kitters, you know, and Schizo Tinker and all that. Schizo Tinky, oh my God, and all the other fucking pets and stuff and, you know, people. So, you know, if there's a heaven or someplace, paradise, whatever, you know, I hope. You know, so yeah, it's nice to be able to, it was an absolutely beautiful day, and it was so nice, you know, Trent and I talked and joked around, we found a dildo. Trent, like, I am not looking at the ground, I'm worried about the people that aren't moving over for us. Because there were so many people coming down to Fortescue, and people were not moving over, which is the law, you know, that you're supposed to move over, and they absolutely refused to move over. So we were bitching about that, but then I hear, oh, shit. So I'm thinking something happened to his tire or whatever, or Kelly texted him something horrible or something. And he hops down off the bike, and he goes up to it, and then he takes a picture or whatever, and I'm like, he goes, you got to come over here. Come over here and see this. So I go over and I'm thinking, you know, maybe it's an animal or something that, you know, is rare or whatever. I don't know, you know. And he goes, look at this shit. Fucking pink dildo, rubber dildo. my God. So, yeah, he goes, you got to take a picture of that. Because my friends were texting me and saying, Sean, you know, what are you doing? Why don't you come over? And I said, yo, I'm getting ready to ride a bike. And, you know, so they're like, oh, I'll take pictures, you know. So, of course, I had to send a picture of the dildo. And I said, look, I found your dildo. I didn't want to pick it up. Do you need me to go back, pick it up with a rag or something? And then, you know, I can give it to you and you can wash it off and sterilize it and reuse it. So, I haven't got an answer back on that yet, but I'm pretty sure I might have to go back there. Not just kidding. But yeah, I was surprised Trent didn't pick it up, bring it home, and clean it for Kelly. So here, Kelly, I know you like pink, and, you know, so we'll spice this shit up a little bit, you know. So, yeah. Yeah, so, anyway, I'm zoning out because I am absolutely fucking tired, and, oh, good. Yeah, I don't even think, I have to get my shit ready for work tomorrow. I've got to pick out what I'm going to wear and all that, like a school child, and I bought a new cooler because I'm so sick and tired of not having my meals fit in my cooler with my drinks right, you know. So I bought a new cooler. The other cooler is going to be something I can just throw in a car, you know, on a road trip or whatever, and you know, just have this as my work cooler and stuff. So because I bring snacks, I bring drinks, I try and bring as much, you know, some salad, which I usually buy at Aldi's. I don't even buy it here, although I think it's on sale this, no, I think it's not on sale anymore. Yeah, it's not on sale, I don't think, anymore. But yeah, like, you know, a salad and soup or something like that, you know. But definitely drinks and like snacks, like smokehouse almonds and stuff like that. But boy, anyway, I'm boring the fucking shit out of y'all, so I'm gonna get going because I'm boring the shit out of me, and I'm not talking about anything because you're not allowed to know. So fuck you. I'm just kidding. I'll talk to you guys later. Bye.